Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. I know, because I've been a subscriber to the magazine and have enjoyed a rich friendship with the founder, Steve Strang. Now, let me tell you something. I got some exciting news here. You can now not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Larry Tomczak, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at, listen to this, charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a pastor who invited people with COVID-19 to his church so he could pray over them. Even though the government is encouraging people not to gather in groups bigger than 10, several pastors are choosing not to comply. Stay tuned.
Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide to claim your free ebook today.
An Alabama pastor invited people infected with COVID-19 into his church for healing prayer, according to rawstory.com. Chris Bartlett, pastor of Boaz Church of God in Boaz, Alabama, shared the invitation on Facebook in a post that has since been deleted. Bama Politics took a screenshot of the Facebook post before it was deleted, though, and it shows the pastor saying this: "So with boldness of faith, if you have the coronavirus or feel threatened by such, you are most welcome at Boaz Church of God Sunday morning at 10 a.m., where we will anoint the sick with oil and pray the prayer of faith over you." End quote. Bartlett began his post by saying he wasn't trying to stir up controversy. He said he wasn't trying to make a statement of criticism against his fellow pastors who didn't agree with him either. He then expressed his frustration that churches were following governmental and CDC guidelines by canceling in-person services. He wrote this: "I am somewhat moved over the fact that all it takes to disassemble God's church is the threat of sickness by germ spreading. It seems the early church wouldn't have made very far with this type of timidity. Our top priority isn't the safety and health of our members, but that they advance in faith and godliness, even on occasions at the expense of their safety and well-being." End quote. The federal government has discouraged any gatherings that include 10 or more people. They also recommend social distancing by staying 6 feet apart from other people. This, they say, is crucial if the U.S. is to flatten the curve, so to speak, of the number of infections in the country, and subsequently, the number of deaths. Yet several pastors have taken a stand, saying that their faith won't allow them to close their doors. Pastor Tony Spell preached to hundreds of worshipers in person at Life Tabernacle Church in Baton Rouge, even though Louisiana issued a state order that banned gatherings over 50 persons. Likewise, evangelist Rodney Howard Brown said this: "I've got news for you. This church will never close. The only time the church will close is when the rapture takes place." He continued on to say, "This Bible school is open because we're raising up revivalists. not pansies. End quote. Please pray for all the churches across the nation as they grapple with this question of whether to close their doors or not for the time being. And keep praying for healing and prevention of this virus. Keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast for more updates. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.